current news. I'm John Scott. President Trump says Iran wants to reach a peace deal, even though weekend talks failed to produce an agreement. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president said Iran's development of a nuclear weapon was the main sticking point in Saturday's peace talks.
We agreed to a lot of things, but they didn't agree to that. And I think they will agree to it. I'm almost sure of it.
Shortly after a blockade of Iranian ports got underway Monday morning, he said Iranian leaders reached out to find a way forward.
We've been called by the other side. They'd like to make a deal very badly.
Publicly, Iran has denounced the military blockade and threatened attacks against the ports of U.S. allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California announcing he will resign from Congress following multiple sexual assault allegations that prompted loud bipartisan calls for him to step down. The decision caps a swift political fall for Swalwell, who had been seen as a frontrunner in California's gubernatorial race. Pope Leo has spoken following critical comments by President Trump over the Iran war.
Pope Leo has responded to President Trump's broadside criticism against him overnight. He says he doesn't want to enter into a debate, but he will not shy away from announcing the gospel, especially the gospel passage, "Blessed are the peacemakers." He said anyone who doesn't understand that his insistent calls for peace and reconciliation is rooted in the gospel. He said he was sorry for the words of President Donald Trump, but he would not shy away from announcing the gospel and that he was not afraid of the Trump administration.
That's correspondent Nicole Winfield. A 16-year-old boy charged with murder and aggravated sexual abuse in Florida in the death of his 18-year-old stepsister. It happened on a Carnival cruise ship. The teen will be prosecuted as an adult. This is SRN News. Americans turning sour on Israel.
According to the latest numbers from the Pew Research Center, 60% of adults have a negative view of the Jewish state, up from 53% 1 year ago and up 20 points from 2022. Democrats are a lot more down on Israel than Republicans. 80% of Democrats have a negative view versus 41% of Republicans. Amongst religious groups in this country, white evangelicals and Jews have the most positive views of Israel. Michael Harrington reporting.
The faith-based artificial intelligence market is expanding, and with it comes new concerns on the part of pastors and theologians. One of the more troubling offerings is an AI Christ that offers prayer and words of encouragement for $2 a minute. As AI tools designed with religion in mind become increasingly common, many are reckoning with how these technologies shape people's relationship to faith and spiritual guidance. This is SRN News. In agriculture news, soybean farmers in the heartland say they're being squeezed further by tariffs and the ongoing Iran war. We hear more on the story from correspondent Julie Walker.
Midwest soybean farmers face numerous issues. While equipment and supply costs go up, soybean prices stay low. And they say Trump administration tariffs and the trade war with China last year only made things worse. Then came the Iran war with shipping issues in the Strait of Hormuz, sending fertilizer prices sky high. Soybean farmer Doug Bartek in Nebraska worries about the future.
I'm foolish enough that I've been at it, like I said, 43 years. I'm, God willing, I can ride the storm out. What I'm really concerned about is my son. You know, I'm thinking, did I do the right thing helping him get into farming? He'd purchased a farm a few years ago.
I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.